This is the International Christian Herald Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Christian Post, Wycliffe Associates, one of the world's leading Bible translation organizations, is providing much-needed technology to translators living in remote regions that both protect and accelerate the translation of the scriptures. The organization, which empowers mother tongue Bible translators and partners with local churches in the advancement of Bible translation, recently announced the development of Bible Translation Accelerated Kits, BTACs, for mother tongue Bible translators who live in isolated regions with no internet connectivity. Each kit, worth $2,500, provides access to all the Bible translation software a language group needs, along with a built-in satellite internet connection. When one language group receives the BTAC and translates the scriptures into their own heart language, they pass along what they've learned to other language groups in their region, according to Wycliffe. According to Christianity Today, Sudan has taken another step toward religious freedom. This time it is a confirmation. On Sunday, the Joint Military-Civilian Sovereign Council signed a peace agreement with the Rebel Sudan People's Liberation Movement North, SPLMN, based in the Nuba Mountains, where there is a significant Christian population. Freedom of belief and religious practices and worship shall be guaranteed to all Sudanese people, stated the Declaration of Principles, by separating the identities of culture, religion, ethnicity, and religion from the state. Prior to the revolution which overthrew 30-year dictator Omar al-Bashir in April 2019, Sudan was governed by Sharia law. It also imposed an Arab identity on its multi-ethnic population, contributing to long-standing conflict in Darfur. The region's Sudan Liberation Army, SLA, led by Abdel Wahad el-Nur, is now the last remaining rebel holdout. According to Christianity Today, a German pastor fighting expulsion from Turkey is hopeful that he may be the exception to a wave of foreign Christian leaders expelled from the country as threats to national security. Though Turkey's National Intelligence Organization, MIT, has applied the label to Pastor Michael Fulner, he told Morning Star News that a hearing last week gave him hope that a court will strike the security threat designation and allow him to stay. Fulner said the three judges in the March 22nd hearing in Ankara were much more open to reviewing evidence his attorney presented than judges were at a February hearing in Istanbul. According to Christianity Today, 14 years later, there is some resolution for the family of the assassinated Turkish-Armenian journalist Hrant Dink, but not enough. The judgment given today is quite far from the truth, said the family in its official statement on March 26th. Not the evil itself, but its leakage was punished. In 2007, Dink was shot 4 times in front of the Istanbul office of his bilingual newspaper, Argos. A proponent of reconciliation between Turks and Armenians, he aroused official opposition through his passion focus on the 1915 genocide. 2 years earlier, he had been arrested and convicted of insulting Turkishness. The killer, a 17-year-old unemployed youth, was given a 23-year sentence in 2011. But 1 week before his death, Dink had written an article stating he felt like a pigeon, targeted by the deep state, to make me know my place. Around 100,000 people attended his funeral, chanting, "We're all Armenians." Last week, the Turkish judiciary put 76 people on trial, convicting 26 and handing out 4 sentences of life imprisonment. 2 were given to the former director of police intelligence and his deputy for murder and the subsequent cover-up. The family is not convinced this includes the entire mechanism. According to the Daily Mail, worshippers have gathered all around the world to mark Easter Sunday despite ongoing lockdowns and coronavirus restrictions. Pope Francis held Mass in St. Peter's Basilica to a largely empty Vatican, with cardinals sat socially distanced and wearing face masks during the service. In his address, he blasted scandalous armed conflicts taking place and called for vaccines to be shared with poor countries as he spoke to a small crowd as well as many who live-streamed the service from home. "I urge the entire international community to commit to overcoming delays in the distribution of vaccines and to facilitate their distribution, especially in the poorest countries," the head of the world's 1.3 billion Catholics said in his Easter address. He added, "May Christ our peace finally bring an end to the clash of arms in beloved and war-torn Syria, where millions of people are presently living in inhumane conditions, in Yemen, whose situation has met with a deafening and scandalous silence, and in Libya, where at last there is hope." Only around 200 faithful were allowed to attend the service, normally watched on by a full basilica, as well as up to 100,000 gathering in St. Peter's Square. Italy is currently under a strict three-day lockdown amid rising cases again of the virus. According to Reuters, gunmen kidnapped a Haitian pastor and three others during a ceremony that was streamed live on Facebook, media reported on Friday, with the footage widely shared on social media in a country plagued by soaring violence. In the video, two choir members can be seen singing a hymn before they suddenly drop their mics and cowered by the side of the altar. As piano music continues to play, a man wielding a rifle enters the screen and is seen taking them away. The incident, streamed on Facebook and YouTube on Thursday evening, took place at the Seventh-day Adventist Gospel Creole Ministry Church in Dikwini, on the outskirts of the capital, Port-au-Prince, according to the Miami Herald newspaper. Gregory M. Figueroa, whose father, Gregor Figueroa, is the founder of the ministry, told the Miami Herald that 8 to 10 gunmen arrived in two vehicles and kidnapped the pastor and three others, including a pianist. According to the New York Times, on Friday morning in the Old City of Jerusalem, in the limestone alleys of the Christian Quarter, it was as if the pandemic had never happened. The winding passageways that formed the Via Dolorosa, along which Christians believe Jesus hauled his cross towards his crucifixion, were packed with over 1,000 worshippers. In the covered market, the air smelled of incense and echoed with Christian hymns. The Good Friday procession, where the faithful retrace the route Jesus is said to have taken, was back. "It is like a miracle," said the Reverend Amjad Sabara, a Roman Catholic priest who helped lead the procession. "We're not doing this online. We're seeing the people in front of us." Pandemic restrictions forced the cancellation of last year's ceremony and required priests to hold services without congregants present. Now, thanks to Israel's world-leading vaccine rollout, religious life in Jerusalem is edging back to normal. And on Friday, that brought crowds once again to the city's streets and relief to even one of Christianity's most solemn commemorations, the Good Friday procession. "We're so lucky to be here," said May Bethash, a 40-year-old chorista at Father Sabara's church in the Old City. "When you walk the same steps that Jesus did, it is the highest privilege." In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.